Switzerland to be followed by Mexico. Thank you very much, Madam Chair. I would like to thank the coordinators, Malawi and Peru, for their presentations made today and for their work carried out over the past year. Since its entry into force, our convention has established itself as an essential pillar of humanitarian disarmament and a key instrument for the protection of civilians, and also as a vector of peace and development. There are many successes, and they have been highlighted in our debates. But this does not mean that we do not face any challenges, quite the contrary. The cases of the use of cluster munitions and ongoing conflicts underscore the importance of moving forward in a decisive manner in the process of making this convention universal. Progress in this area is slower than we would like, and special efforts are necessary in this area. In this context, the fact that for the first time a state party has invoked Article 20 of the convention and announced its withdrawal is a source of serious concern. This development presents a challenge not only to states parties engaged in the implementation and universalization of our convention, but also to the entire humanitarian disarmament architecture and IHL. One of the primary objectives of the CCM is to provide better protection to persons who are not or are no longer taking part in hostilities and armed conflict, including civilians, as well as to civilian objects. This protection is not limited to situations of armed conflict. Since remnants of cluster munitions continue to threaten lives and claim new lives long after hostilities have ended. The immense suffering caused by armed conflicts throughout the world, which we are witnessing on a daily basis, reminds us of the importance of our convention, as well as of the importance of other instruments prohibiting certain categories of weapons, working to strengthen those instruments and to ensure compliance with international obligations applicable in armed conflict, therefore, represent a priority. At a time when international tensions are exacerbated and armed conflicts are increasing in number and spread, therefore, we can only echo the voice of those who have expressed the hope that Lithuania will be able to reassess this decision in the light of the precedent that it sets. Thank you very much, Madam Chair.